Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
How to track the fitness of your dog.
A better way to Twitter.
And an app, a bespoke app for snake lovers everywhere.
Oh, Lord, it's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Jamf Now, Apple management software for Mac, iPad, and iPhone devices. Visit Jamf.com/iOS today to create your free Jamf Now account and manage your first three devices free. iOS Today time. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
This is going to be a fun show.
I think so.
We're going to do pet apps. And in honor of that, I wore my jacket made of cats. It's cat fur. Not the cat. Not the whole cat.
The cat still
but, you
alive.
Know, we have one of those cat combs. Mm-hmm. You probably don't know about that because you don't like cats, you evil person, you.
I am allergic to cats.
Oh, okay.
That's different than not liking
them. One reason
them.
We comb the cats for people like you because it gets the dander off and the fur off. But every time Lisa, I don't do it because the cats would kill me, but every time Lisa does that, we get a whole cat worth of fur, like this much.
And
I thought, that'd make a nice jacket.
Yeah, it is a nice jacket.
Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, we're going to talk about apps. I've got the dog and the snake apps. You have the cat apps.
You don't do the cat apps. I no longer have my doggy, so I never really found any good apps for dogs. Cats, though, are easily amused. So I have an app. In fact, I have a video to prove that we've actually used this app upon our animals. This is made by the folks who make Little Friskies. Cat food. It's a great promotional thing. Let me rewind it a little bit to the beginning so you can see the app. It's a fish on an iPad. I darkened the room so you could see. And look, see the kitty? That's Paris. Oh, she thinks that's a real fish. She goes fishing. Look at that.
Does she bite that's the Samantha. iPad?
Does she what?
Bite the iPad?
No, she just she pats it real hard. Like oh. She see? Oh, she got. Oh, now she's trying it. To. She thinks I got a fish. Now she's distracted. Cats don't remain active for very long. But that is, I mean, the fact that the cat can even do it is kind of amazing. And you know what's great about cat fishing? It's kind of fun for humans, too.
Yeah, yeah. You can, lose or gain a bunch of money through cat fishing.
So,
oh, wait, not.
So, so cats really think, and it keeps a score, which is really silly, and a high score, too. But cats, I think, really think that's a fish.
But you know it's not a fish, right, Leo?
Well, I never caught it, so I can't be sure. They've made one, too, now. I like this one, called Jitterbug. Same idea. I mean, once you... I haven't tried this. This is not yet cat-tested. Oh! Boom! I don't know if the cats would like the boom. Tell you what.
Oh.
Is there a giant grasshopper appearing? I'm scared now. That must be one of the new emojis. So that is from the folks who make Little Friskies, Purina Cat Chow.
Oh, cats.
Cats.
So easily
they're easily amused.
Yes.
A dog would not do that, I don't think.
No, well, depends on the dog, I guess.
I've seen dogs watch TV.
Yeah.
I saw that on TV.
My dog knows the difference between the TV and, and real life. He's very smart.
Somebody once told me, and this was in the earlier days of TV, not in the current LCD era, that dogs really can't see the old school TVs very well because they don't have... strong persistence of vision.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true.
That might be true.
It wasn't even a vet that told me that. So.
Yeah. Fake news, maybe. But
might
we don't
fake
know.
Fake news. Might be.
Okay. So my favorite app for dogs is not for my dog. It's for Colleen's dog. But this is very cool. It's called Whistle. It's not new. You've heard of the Whistle. It's a device it's a GPS tracker.
Does she use Whistle?
She uses it pretty regular because her dog, although lovely, Jax, you met Jax and we did the segment on Yeah, Doggy.
Yeah, dog.
Jax.
I love Jax. He's the sweetest dog.
Beautiful. He's so sweet and wonderful.
Big dogs are nicer than little dogs.
And let me see if I can find a actually, I have so many
little dog's
pictures.
Pretty nice, too.
Here's Jax. Here's Jax. Isn't he beautiful? He's so sweet, but he always...
he has one evil eye. That's the only thing.
The thing with Jax is, like, he always thinks he has a better place to be than where he is.
Yeah,
you know, he loves the home,
squirrel.
But he just runs and runs and runs. I've been over at Colleen's house several times where it's like, we're all sitting around and all of a sudden it's like, where's Jax? Like, no one knows where he's gone. Except that's why she got this GPS tracker. Although once he wiggled his way out of the GPS tracker, not on purpose. But she uses Whistle, and I just signed up for it too. And I will show you what it is. It's a dog tracker for losing your dog or finding your dog.
No, yeah, finding your dog when they lose themselves.
For when you've lost your dog.
They
and
do
it's
that
also
very
an activity
well.
Tracker. So my dog like just wants to hang out with us all the time. But if so let's see.
Meet Whistle, the smarter pet people. I looked at Whistle, but Ozzy was so small that I couldn't really put it on him. Because it's a little large, but a bigger dog would be fine.
Yeah.
But Ozzy, he wouldn't have been able to lift his head up.
Okay.
It would have just pulled him right to the ground.
Let me see my pets. Let's see where I have this. Why haven't I don't want to follow.
See the size of that? But it's got a GPS in it, and that's why it's so big. So, like our advertiser tracker, also you can put a tracker on a dog, but it doesn't have a GPS in it because it's small. It's Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And so that relies on somebody with a tracker app, like your neighbors or your, you know, people in your neighborhood having the tracker app on their app, and that would notify you. This will actually give you a map. And one of the fun things about Whistle is it will let you know where your dog's been. Like you can get a track of your dog as he wanders the neighborhood. You don't let your dog off leash, do you?
No, we don't.
I think that's illegal in many jurisdictions.
We don't let our dog off leash ever any place, but he would come back.
So we live in the country. Mm-hmm. So Ozzy, and he really would never go very far. So he just would wander, and we were in a cul-de-sac, so he might go out into the cul-de-sac, but he never went any farther past that. So I didn't really worry. $80. There is a subscription, I believe.
Yeah, it's $9 a month. And I said to Colleen, like, that seems like a lot. And she's like, it's 30 cents a day. And she's like, this app has saved her dog's life many times. So here it is. I've got it up now. So it has all the information.
Oh, look, you can actually see what Jax is doing.
Yeah, so I follow Jax.
You know, that's also cool. How much he rests a day, 15 hours. How much he's active a day, almost 2 hours.
And
that's really cool because you get an idea of if he's getting enough exercise and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not getting much exercise
not today.
But you can see trends. He's hit his goals.
So this is just like an Apple Watch for
yes,
dogs.
Yes, exactly. And you get alerts. So one time when they lost Jax, when Jax tried to run away, they said they got an alert from Whistle saying, Jax has had his most active day today.
Yeah, he's 4 miles away.
So,
do they do geofencing? So it says if Jax goes outside this area, let
zone.
Me know.
So the whistle zone is her house, and when it, you know, when he goes out. But what she did say was sometimes it's got a 5 minute delay. So 5 minutes, he's a fast dog. He could go far in that. Yeah. That's her only issue. You can try it free for 90 days. I ordered one for Gilbert because I'm worried about how much activity he has been getting.
Gilbert's your snake?
Gilbert is our dog.
You could put it on a snake.
No, I don't think you could.
Wouldn't really. Yeah, yeah. Slide right off.
But it's important for snakes to
get exercise.
It's important for snakes to get exercise. It is. It's important for them to stretch out. And
what do you mean? They're sitting in a terrarium all day.
Snakes start out small and then they get bigger.
Yes.
And you have to make sure that they. I'm a snake expert now. We have a ball python.
Her
His
daughter
name is Murphy.
Bought a snake.
Yes.
And she is the snake expert.
I am the snake expert now.
She takes care of the snake. Mm-hmm.
No, mostly Annabella takes care of the snake, but I need to be aware too. For example, you need to take them out every day so that they don't lose familiarity with people.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So if you don't,
like
take them out and hold them, then they'll get scared.
Yeah, humanize them.
Yes. Also, when you feed them the live mice, don't take a video and send it to Leo because he doesn't want that. But also put them in the bathtub or someplace so they don't associate you putting your hand in the cage with
food.
Because
then they'll eat you?
They might associate food with your hand going in the cage, which you don't want.
No.
Shall I tell you about the snake app?
Do you speak parcel tongue?
Yes.
That's snake, you know. I don't speak cat, but fortunately, I have a cat translator.
I thought we were talking about the snake app.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me finish.
I'm trying to distract you.
Snake keeper.
Murphy is your name of your ball Ball and peen cobra?
Ball python.
Ball python?
So this is the bespoke snake app for snake lovers everywhere. And you can put your own picture in there.
Oh, that's why it's bespoke.
You can edit the profile.
This is for yours.
You can say his date of birth.
What's morph?
Her.
Like he changed from one thing to another?
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Really? Actually. You know his birth date?
No, I don't.
But you want to have a day so you
can
celebrate.
Yeah, I just made it up. And then you have a reminder for feeding him. Don't forget to feed your snake.
Only once a week?
No, once a month. And then in the winter, even less.
Wow. One mouse a month?
Two mice once a month.
What's the toilet paper roll for?
What do you think? That's for defecation. So
snakes defecate? Record that?
Yeah, to make sure the mouse is coming out the other end.
I wish I didn't want to ask, but I have to. If you feed the snake once a month, it poops once a month.
We've only had her for a few months, so I'm not sure.
But good news, she pooped just the other day. Everybody's glad to know that.
And then you can record how much she sheds. That's what that is.
Sheds?
Yeah, sheds her skin. She's actually shedding right now.
Does she molt?
Yeah. And then you can measure her. Or you can record the measurement.
All of this is in such slow motion that I just don't feel like it'd be one of those things it'd be hard to keep track of. It's not like she's molting every minute.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep track of this, and then I'm going to export it and send it to you
so that you can
keep track after like a year.
I want to know more about
Snake
your,
Keeper.
About
Murphy, it's free.
The ball python.
And it's bespoke.
Boy or girl?
She's a girl. Don't ask how I know that. She came from a friend.
Wait a minute. Who's this? Wait a minute. Go back up a little bit. This is by Pendernopel Solutions?
Yeah, Pendernopel Solutions.
Okay.
I think my guess is that Pendernopel
is a snake.
Wanted.
That's my guess.
It's a snake.
I speak parcel tongue.
That Pendernopel wanted to create this app because he had this need. He or she had this need.
It's actually a very simple but very handy app. I like it.
Okay, now for your cat translator.
Look, Pendernopel has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
Snake Not very busy.
Not, no.
Only 12 tweets. Well, snakes, it's hard. You don't have, how do you type?
True.
You have to do it with your little tongue.
Yeah.
Your nose, your tail.
Could type fast with
it. I know what you could do. You get a mouse. Before you eat it, use the mouse to type.
Yes. There's a good joke there. All right.
I wish I knew what it was. If you have trouble understanding what your cat is saying, this is a cat translator. Free, as it should be. Oh, that's the I love you.
Oh.
I love you, kitty cat. Wow. What would you like to tell your
cat? Say, download the next episode of iOS today.
Kitty cat, don't forget to download the next episode of iOS today on finer podcast apps everywhere. Okay, it's simple but powerful. Look, she's doing it right now.
Get so many downloads from cats everywhere.
It's called Cat Translator.
I love that app. I really do. Okay, so
it really works.
As you know, I perhaps take too many pictures of my dog and post them on Twitter. I don't think it's too many.
I don't mind the dog. It's the cat. I mean, the snake.
The snake that you don't like. Okay. So, but I take a ton of pictures, and they're often not good because Gilbert's a little bit scared of the camera. He looks away all the
time.
I've
noticed that.
Yeah. He just, like, the dogs
are
scared.
Does he think you're doing something to...
I don't know. So it just...
He also always looks really sad.
I know. He does
I'm
look
so
really sad.
Sad.
Yeah, and then he's like,
wish I had a better master.
No, he's sad.
Ever since they brought that snake home, life has really been hard. I want to eat a mouse.
Here's an app called Wag Cam. And it's really...
That's really clever. Here, try it with me, because I think it might work.
What would work best with you?
Mm. You get your choice of toys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sad. I'm really unhappy.
That's the sound of eating.
It works. Did you get a picture?
I got so many pictures. Let's look at them. Let's look at all this.
So it takes them while you're like, whoa, Siri. Hey. What? Oh, thank you, Siri. Nothing. It's okay. This is normal. Okay. That's me sad. Mm-hmm. Like Chester.
Mm-hmm. Chester?
Whatever his name is.
Gilbert.
Gilbert. I hate it when iPads do this.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know.
Dang it.
Just, okay, everybody watching at home.
Yeah. Just
if you're watching, for one thing, turn your head sideways. Okay, that's when the, that's when the, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's because, there we go. Look at that. See what happens when you turn your head sideways? Okay. Is it aiming? What is it doing?
I don't know. It's just...
You don't have to snap. You just press the sound?
What it's doing is it's doing noises that...
No, I know. I got that part. But how... So...
I have to snap the picture.
Oh, you still have to. It's doing the noise and then you go snap.
It doesn't use artificial intelligence to find the best photo. No. It's just the sounds to get your dog to look...
But that could be something Google might want to think about.
Yeah. I've also seen another device that, like, it's sort of like a selfie stick, but it attaches to the top of your... phone, and you can hold a treat over there. So the dog looks up at the treat and goes.
That's a great idea.
It's a wag cam.
Distract your dog. It's with sounds, though, right?
With sounds, yes.
You know, if you can't afford a dog or a cat, perhaps you'd be interested in Cat Simulator.
Oh, great idea.
Would you like to play multiplayer or single player? Well, it's just me. I got a new cat. Now you can play basic, cute cat, smoky, black. You get your choice, white kitten. Oh, I love gingers.
Ginger.
I'd like to buy that cat. only $1.99. Let's not. So this is obviously how they make their money. And you know what? I bet they make a lot of money because you can put glasses on your cat. You could take a picture of your cat. You could play with your cat. I'm going to share the picture with you. Not because I, unlike you... I could take my cat's clothes off. I don't know what that icon does. Should I put a collar? Oh, that? Look. Oh, he's growing. Let's.
What is the clothes t-shirt with an X over it? I guess they can wear clothes?
No
cats
one
wear
really
clothes?
Knows. I spent some money for a bracelet. Let's put some glasses on. Okay. Very cute. So I've designed my kitty cat. God, I don't want that cat. That is scary.
I like that cat.
Hey, kitty. Hold your finger on the joystick and drag it around to move the cat. Use this button to jump. Use this button to hit stuff. Use this button to interact. To activate time challenge, you have to run. Okay. So, get points by, as one would imagine, destroying things. Let's go break some vases. What do you say? Huh? I don't want the... All right, I guess I'm stuck with the time trial. Didn't really want it, but I will.
Do cats destroy a lot of things in your house?
Whoa. Yep. No, they don't. Actually, cats are very nice. Except if they hate your art choices. They don't like your decor. Now, kittens maybe a little bit more. I got a vase combo. What else? Let's go take this one. So this is, if for people who can't... have a cat in their house because, like you, they're
allergic. Yeah.
This would just make you so happy because you can have all the fun of a cat without. I got all orange combo. Wow. Kitty, 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 kitty. Isn't he cute?
He is really cute. Does he get
bigger? He's got a bracelet. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, look. Mom's trying to do something. Let's go jump on her.
What is she doing? She's dancing.
Dinner time. Cat Simulator.
Love it. Is it free? How much does it cost?
It's free, except if you want to buy a bracelet, then it's hundreds of dollars.
Okay.
Oh, let's go. Should we eat some shoes?
Do cats eat shoes?
Those are the weirdest looking shoes. What kind of shoes are those?
I'm feeling allergic just watching this.
Get it. The laundry bin. Oh, let's get every cat likes to take a bath. Oh, sometimes our cat falls in the bathtub and can't get out. This is the funniest thing.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Fortunately, cats can swim.
Yeah, we saw that. Mm-hmm. Saw that viral video from Houston with the cat swimming.
Let's get out of here. Oh, toilet paper, a cat's best friend. Unlike snakes, cats do not defecate.
I don't believe that's true.
This cat, well, I don't want to say what she's going to do. Let's just say I did pretty darn good. I can even share that with you, which I'm going to do. I'm going to tweet my cat day.
Please do.
Please, right?
You're going to start getting you. Boom. Are you okay out there?
There you go. That is Cat Simulator.
Another difference between cats Free. And dogs is that you can train a dog. I don't think you can train a cat.
Oh, I beg to differ.
You can train your cats?
Oh, yeah.
To do what?
Use a toilet. I'm not kidding.
Does your cat use a toilet?
No.
But you could.
We have one of those toilets with an automatic seat lift up, so it doesn't work too well with a cat.
All right, well...
Cat jumps up, the seat lifts up, the cat goes, ah! And it's all over.
Here's an app called Pupper.
Pupper?
And it's a dog training app.
Nice.
And it's free, and there's a basic lesson pack, and then any other lesson packs cost like $1.99 in app purchases. So you can teach your dog to sit, and it just goes through all of the processes to teach your dog to sit. So, and you can learn about it.
That's actually cool.
It is. I think dog training is fun. Like, our dog loves to be trained new stuff.
That's me, by the way.
Okay. You're taking a break to it. So it just goes through. I mean, this is, you know, you could do this on a website. But the other thing that it has, there's down. Have you ever, did you ever try to train with a clicker? Clicker training?
Yes,
like
I have.
Instead of treats? It has the clicker.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, you don't have to buy a clicker.
I have done that, yeah.
A clicker is just a way that, you know, to teach a kid, a dog, or a kid on cue to do something. Instead of giving, you can give them a treat every time they do it, or you can just do a click and they like that click. I wish, does that work with you?
Sure.
So then there's, you know, stay, come, leave it, touch, all good training basics. And then there's silly fun things. Like you can teach them to roll over. You can teach them to spin and crawl. And as you can see, these are all things you'd have to pay for. I don't know what footsies is. I'd like to know what footsies is. I'd have to buy
You have to buy a lesson pack to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the dog runs around
on your
between
foot
your legs.
Or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. If anyone has had success
Back
teaching
up,
their dog footsies.
Play dead. Dance. Dance would be good.
Yeah. Dogs, they enjoy being
silly,
trained.
Silly too.
Ooh, tell me a secret.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's cute too.
My dad used to do that to me. He called it puppy breath. Tickled.
Hide in a suitcase.
Neck.
Also good for your good pictures.
Oh, that's a good trick. Oh, this is great. You think it really would work though? I mean,
I don't know. I guess I'll...
It's really up to the person. Dog training is actually person training. You know that, right?
Yes. It just it takes time and you have to do it and spend
Have your dog stand in front of you. Ask your dog for his paw. Click and reward him if it gives a paw. It's interesting. I wonder how well the click works compared to a treat.
I think it depends on the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny.
Do dogs love clicks?
Some dogs do. I mean, I think if they get used to it. This
I like
is, again,
this.
Better
Are you gonna
on the
do
iPad.
It?
Yeah, I am because dogs get bored.
Pupper, P-U-P-P-R.
Dog training app. And so the different, there's, you know, different in-app purchases for different. Yeah. Treats, our dog will do anything for treats or food. But when I went over and met Jason Howell, they just adopted a new dog, Sugar. And I brought all these treats and she was like, not
getting cookies?
Yeah.
No, anything with sugar in it?
She didn't want cookies or anything. I think she was just getting used to the house. But
what are we watching?
No idea.
Is this Amazing Dog Tricks on America's Got Talent? Okay.
Do you have another one that you were playing that has
I
bird
have
sound?
So many. Okay. Yeah, this is Cat Games 3D.
Oh,
so this is a little bit. Now again, this is not for a human. This is for a cat. The cat will touch things. But what's cool about it is you have all these choices: critter toys, butterflies, cockroaches, dragonflies, fish, frogs, spiders, etc. Bouncing balls, flags, twirly feathers. You have all sorts. It's a little funky. Look at the interface. It's still cool. And I haven't tried this yet. I haven't tried this yet on our cats, because they really like just to fish. But once you set up the autoplay, then it autoplays, and the cat can't really turn it off. And in theory, the cat's gonna figure out. Oh, if I touch this, the balls go and things like that. That is called Cat Play, Cat Games 3D.
Well, you're going to probably at some point need some help with your dog or your cat. You know care.com, right? Where you find babysitters. Yeah. You can also find dog walkers through through Care. And care.com's dog app is called WAG, appropriately. Aww. It's better on the iPhone, so I'll show you this iPhone. So I signed up. Which service does Gilbert need? He needs a walk. Your first walk is free. Overnight, sitting and bedding, there's going to be dog training coming soon if you don't want to do it on your own. Here are the walkers in your neighborhood. So I could have Cassidy or Chelsea or Ashley or Sean. All these people walk our dog. And, you know, you can, or Jenny. Jenny has a little video. You can see what she says about her dog walking abilities, although no sound. But these are WAG certified. They're background checked, insured and bonded. And you can see all these reviews of Jenny. So this is great if you don't know anyone. And so I've put in my information. So these are all people in my neighborhood close by. So you can put in your information and see if maybe Tristian is a good dog walker. And read his bio. And so WAG is the app, and that is free. Oh, the other thing WAG offers is maybe WAG isn't the one by care.com. Maybe WAG is a separate.
Oh, it's their own thing.
Yeah. Huh. They send you a free lockbox if you can take a look at that so that your person can get in or out when you're not there. And you can just get the free lockbox.
So this is another cat simulator because God knows you can never have too many cat simulators.
No, you can't. We got time for all the cat simulators.
This one, actually, I don't know why I'm doing this. Let's
cat
stop.
Cat stimulators or cat simulators?
Simulator.
Okay. Because that's okay. You got simulators and stimulators here.
Yeah. So here's the cat. Look, I got a gift. No, I don't want to watch videos. It's one of those. I hate those. Watch videos and win. So should we go feed the cat?
Yes.
All right, microphone access. Kitty. Hi, kitty. Hi, kitty. Eat a strawberry. Eat another strawberry. Have some, no french fries, only strawberries. Oh, yum, yum. I bet now you have to go to the bathroom. Oh, kitty. See, I told you cats could use toilets. You didn't believe me?
That's not a real
private
cat.
Now, time for sleepy. Good night, kitty cat. Turn off the light. Oh, do you ever have a Tamagotchi?
No, I know your kids did, but I was neither a kid nor a parent during the Tamagotchi era.
Oh, this makes you feel good just doing that.
It does. I do like purring.
You know why cats purr?
Why?
So you'll pet them more.
Really?
Well, they're not sure, but they think cats do it if they're not domesticated. Wild cats do it when they're nursing.
Oh.
And the thinking is that, oh, look, I got a blue cap. Oh, I like that. No, I want that one. That's good. All right. The thinking is that as cats got domesticated, they extended the purring to other behaviors by other humans. But it's the purr, and the reason they purr with their mamas is to make their mamas know they're there, because every purr is unique, and to encourage mama to feed them.
So it's like crying.
Does that make you feel good?
Like, why
it's
do
like
babies
a nice
cry?
Crying. I wish babies purred.
Yeah. Why don't babies purr?
The other thing wrong with this is all this watch videos and win stuff. I wish they wouldn't do stuff like that. So there's a Honda.
No.
What?
No.
I'm a bad cat owner. I knocked my cat out. What? I knocked my cat out.
What? I knocked my cat out.
Oh, whoa. Okay, we've obviously taken this way too far.
I think it's worth watching a few videos for that. Good night, kitty cat.
Good night, kitty cat.
Whoa.
And he'll send me notifications when he's hungry. I named him Megan.
And then you named him Megan.
Yeah.
And then you punched him in the face.
No, that wasn't. That's a cat, not you. Don't confuse the two. Good night. Good night.
I think that the cats are really Lisa's and not yours. And I think you need to get another dog.
She keeps saying we're going to get another dog.
Well, you should.
This time I said, though, can we get an old dog so we don't, we won't have him for so long?
You should do that. There, you know about the senior dog rescue.
Yeah, no. Nearby. We'll definitely go to the rescue.
Lily's
some shelter
Legacy.
Or rescue or Lily's and
Legacy.
Yeah.
We're, no. Senior
I don't want too old of a dog, but I don't want a puppy. She says, no, we have to get a puppy because we have three cats. And if you get an adult dog, you don't know how they're going to react to the cats.
Right, but then you take them, you foster them and see.
Oh, you could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could foster them.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Lily, we'll let you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll take, how old?
Like, you're just walking and say, I want a dog that's
that
going to, not going to outlive me, but, you know, be there to
Well, that's
my
the problem,
years.
Exactly. I don't want a
well,
dog.
Well, I mean, it won't. Out, a puppy won't outlive Lisa.
That's true. She's a lot younger than me. Moving on.
Okay.
That's all I have. I'm done. Should we take a break? Or
yes, let's talk about JAMF, which is a good way of securing your employees from downloading crazy apps like that.
Yeah, you know, if you didn't want your employees to be doing kitty cat simulators, JAMF would be a great solution. Anybody with iOS and Mac devices in their enterprise will want to know about JAMF now. This is their new JAMF. Everybody knows about JAMF, right, JAMF? They've been around for a long time helping people manage their Macs and IT departments and stuff. They have a new mobile device management solution called JAMF Now. You know, it's we don't really, you know, we're small enough. Well, I think we're going to have to use this because for a while we knew who every iPad was, every iPhone was. But now they've kind of scattered to the four winds. The other day, John said, hey, I found an iPad. We didn't even know how to unlock it, right? We never did find out how to unlock it.
Whose iPad was it?
We don't know. So it was probably mine, but I don't. Anyway, we couldn't figure it out. So now it's time to get JAMF Now. Figuring out how to secure a lost iPad, that could be tough, especially if you're remote. JAMF Now makes that and a lot more easier. It makes management tasks like deploying Wi-Fi passwords. Poor Russell. Every time I get a new device, I have to go to him and say, what's the Wi-Fi password? Securing company data, enforcing passcodes. It's easy and, by the way, very affordable. If you go to JAMF, J-A-M-F, JAMF.com/iOS today and create a free JAMF Now account, you can manage your first three devices free forever. The idea is you try it, and then if, you know, you, as you get more devices, it's just $2 a month per device, which is a great deal. $24 a year. Remotely configure settings. You could centrally deploy apps. So if you wanted everybody all the employees to have a simulator, a cat simulator, you could just put it right out there. View device details, get a 360-degree view of your inventory. And you don't need to be an IT expert to do this. See how easy it is on your management console? So simple. You need this. And even if you're just managing a small enterprise, you could start free right now at jamf.com/iOS today. First three devices free, $2 a month after that per device. jamf.com/iOS. Today. And as you pointed out, they're a nice company too. Mm-hmm. We actually have worked with them for years and I really like them. JAMF.com/iOS today.
Now for some news.
News.
This may surprise you. The older versions of the iPhone 7, according to Reuters, are outselling the iPhone 8. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, that does surprise me. I guess it's the price then. It beats because there's no real difference between the two. iPhone 8 slightly better camera, a little faster, but the real different, you know, from look and feel is the same. And neither one has a headphone jack, so it's got to be price, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people are probably, I mean, a lot of people who would normally buy the brand new iPhone are
maybe they're waiting,
I think.
It confirms kind of what I've felt, which is that the iPhone 8, which you and I both got, is nice, but it's not, I don't think, quite enough of an upgrade to say, oh, jump. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if you're with, I was looking, you know how they sometimes they say that your picture's from 7 years ago, 6 years ago. I was looking at pictures from 2011, and they were taken with an iPhone 4S, and I realized, wow, the cameras really have gotten. I thought the 4S was fantastic. They've gotten much, much, much better, especially in low light. And this new iPhone 8 is better, but I don't think it's enough better that people are saying, "What is the difference? $100, $200?"
Yeah.
I don't know if you're saying if I have an old iPhone, maybe I'll just get the 7. I bet you 6 and 6S's are still selling too. Because that's the one with the headphone jack.
Probably. They're not selling the 6 anymore, I don't think. Well, I mean, not new ones.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
They sell the SE, the 6S, the 7, the 8, and I'm counting the days, 10 days left.
Is that all it is?
Yeah, we'll be able to order an iPhone 10.
To get it maybe before 2020.
I'm really puzzled. Well, we'll see. Yeah. You just don't know. You hear all the rumors that it's going to be very hard to get an iPhone 10, that supplies are going to be short, that many people will be waiting until next year. We don't know. We'll find out in 10 days.
Mystery.
Well, you'll get up. I'll get up. We'll both get up at...
I'll get up.
12:01 Pacific. Mm-hmm. I get up at 11:50 and I load up the website, the Apple Store website. I load up, and this is really the pro tip, the Apple Store app mm-hmm. on your iPad or your iPhone or, you know, both. And then you just keep hitting refresh until it says the store's open, because it'll be closed at 11:50 p.m. on October 26th, and then right at midnight, or as soon as they can get the site up, because sometimes it's later, it'll open up. And the other tip is to have to go into the Apple Store and pick the iPhone you want, iPhone 10 you want, and favorite it. So did you notice when I open the store, the first thing that happens, I go right here so that I can buy it. Boom.
We should do a live special. Like, we should come in here at night in our pajamas.
Kind of do. If you're on Twitter during this uh-huh. event, you know, Renee Rich, you go, got it. It's so much fun. That did not happen with the iPhone 8. It was, yeah, I just wandered into the store. Oh, yeah, yeah. No
delay.
Oh, I stayed
up. You stayed up. Didn't you stay up?
Well, I was in France, so I didn't have to stay up. That was 9 a.m.
I stayed up.
But I didn't think of it until like 11 or something like that. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
And I just wandered in, bought it. It was like, wow. That was the nice thing about buying it. If you use your iPad or iPhone app, is if you've set it up already, it's just a Apple Pay mm-hmm. thumbprint.
Yep.
So you really could. And I think for the 10, man, this is going to be a test of the speed demons. How mm-hmm. quickly you can get in there,
right.
Press continue, buy Apple Pay. So what will happen if? So first, go and shop and figure out what you want. I'm getting a silver 256 gig. Mere $1,149. That's before tax.
And that's just the one you're getting.
I'm not going to get Apple Care.
Okay.
So at that point, this blue continue button would be active. It's mm-hmm. not yet because it's currently unavailable.
It's good that you tried, like pressing the elevator button a bunch
just
of
in
times.
Case. So, well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit there like this until it loads. And then the next page will be, okay, this is where we ship it. This is how, blah, blah, blah. And at that point, you're going to see when it's going to come. It's going to say, you'll be shipping, one hopes, November 3rd. That's the soonest. And then it'll say fingerprint. You put that on there and boom, you're out. So generally, even though I do load up the website in case this doesn't load, incidentally, I don't just load up Apple's website. I'll load up the website for all the mobile carriers as well, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile. That way, you're ready. You're ready to get it. And it's one of the reasons I have accounts on all the big services, except Verizon. I don't have an account on Verizon. I can't afford Verizon.
Then we'll wait. We probably need to talk about crack.
K-R-A-C-K.
I know you'll probably talk more about it on MacBreak Weekly.
Well, the good news is that Steve Gibson is going to talk about it on Security Now this afternoon. I know everybody's interested. Crack is a flaw. So we've said this many, many times. If you use Wi-Fi, you should turn on encryption. And in the early days of Wi-Fi, it was something called WEP, Wireless Equivalent Protection, WEP. And WEP was cracked very early on, and we had to stop saying use WEP. And then we said, okay, everybody, turn on encryption to protect your Wi-Fi access points, to keep people off your network, keep people from using your Wi-Fi, et cetera, et cetera, and use WPA2. And for years, that was the perfect advice and the right advice. On Monday, yesterday, it was revealed that there was a way to break the encryption on WPA2. Yikes. That's a big deal, because there is no other way to protect yourself. Now, the good news is key reinstallation attacks. That's what crack stands for. The good news is that Windows is probably protected. iOS is probably protected. We got a patch a couple of days ago, we think, was for that. This is a demo of how it works. It's a non-trivial attack. You have to know what you're doing. But if you do have, and eventually somebody will make a tool that'll probably make it easier. Plus, you have to be on the networks. You have to be near the network. So if somebody's going to attack your house, they have to be sitting next to your house, on, you know, so you'll know they're there. Although neighbors could use it if you're have neighbors close by who can see your Wi-Fi. And certainly in a coffee shop or anywhere else, it would be potentially risky. So probably you're all right on iOS. Probably you're all right on a Macintosh and Windows. Android, about 41%, they say, of Android phones are vulnerable. Google says they have a fix, which they're going to push out any day now. Many routers, the best way to fix this is to patch it at the router. Many routers will have a fix. I just learned that Eero has a fix. Our sponsor Eero has a fix in beta. And as soon as it clears beta, which I'm sure they're trying to do as quickly as possible, they will push it out. And if you have a router, one of the mesh routers, like the Eero, that automatically updates, check with your manufacturer and see, you know, what their time frame is for a fix. Once it's fixed, you're good. You're golden. So it is fixable. That's the good news. Now, Steve will have a lot more detail, including the, you know, triple nonce attack and all of that. But he'll have explain how it works on Security Now this afternoon.
I'm guessing Rene Ritchie might have something to say, too, because I think Apple talked to him. That's what I was reading everything. And they said, you know, but they said that the beta versions had the fix.
That's right. If you're using 11.1, you're all right. But that's exactly what everybody's going to do to be prudent is fix it in beta, make sure it doesn't break anything, and then push it out to the main channel. So I think you've got a little time. This is not, even Steve said, don't panic. It's very bad news because there isn't another way to encrypt on Wi-Fi. But the good news is it's a fairly sophisticated attack. And to my knowledge, tools are not yet available. I'm sure the little hacker boys are working as hard as they can trying to create tools to do this easily. Remember, somebody would have to be able to see your Wi-Fi network to take advantage of this. But once they do, they're on your network. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean it's no different than if you go to a coffee shop and you all join the same Wi-Fi network. It's like that. There are attacks from that point on that you can do. So this only gets in. If you had things like file sharing without a password turned on, that would be a good thing to do, is to turn your passwords on, things like that. And if you really were worried, once you go out in the real world, turn off Wi-Fi on your phones and just use the LTE connection. And that's not broken. It's only WPA2 encryption. Most open access points, by the way, do not use that encryption, I don't think.
And remember, if you're turning off Wi-Fi on your phones, if you can show my screen, Kevin.
Don't do it in the control panel.
Yeah, or you can 3D touch to turn it off.
That doesn't turn it off either. You have to
really?
Go into...
Really? You can't just 3D
nope,
touch
that's
that?
It. What that does is disconnect the current connection. But Wi-Fi is still turned on.
So you have to go to airport.
If you want to turn off Wi-Fi. The problem with that is it's fine now. You're secure now. But if you go somewhere else, it will connect with it on Wi-Fi. If you go home now, Wi-Fi will connect. Okay. So if you want to turn it off permanently, you have to go into settings.
Okay,
and turn it off from there.
Settings.
And that actually, people are, you know, the EFF said that's a really terrible thing. I actually disagree. I think what Apple needs to do is clearly communicate that doing it in the control in the settings is permanent. Doing it in the control center is for the current connection only. But I think once you understand that, that's logical, sensible, and easy to handle.
Right, and I've certainly experienced that. I turned off Bluetooth. And then I'm like, why isn't my watch working?
Right, that's exactly why they don't want you to do that, because it may have effect. Yeah, this is very Apple. Mm-hmm. They want to do the thing that kind of will intuitively work for everybody. Like mom will say, oh, that's great. I understand that. By the way, my mom, as you know from last week, smarter than that. But you want to do the thing that intuitively seems right. But the problem with that is, unless you're very explicit somewhere, unless you tell people what it does, there are other people are going to make assumptions about what it's doing that aren't correct. So Apple likes to try to kind of make the default be sensible. In this case, it's different than maybe you would expect.
Yeah. Another piece of interesting news came from Christina Farr at CNBC. She had some sources that said Apple might be getting more into medical. They might be turning, they might have a partnership with a couple different medical companies to sort of maybe use the Apple Store model and turn it into a health clinic model. So the next health clinic you might walk into might work like the Apple Store, and also just move more into health in general, which I thought was pretty interesting. Also, I mean, primary care is a huge opportunity. And the Apple Watch they've seen has gotten a lot of, you know, it's really a great health device, and it would be more if they could get more FDA approval.
I want to say it's not quite a health device yet.
Yeah, not yet.
The closest thing to health is the additional heart information you get now about your resting heart rate, your recovery rate, things like that. And that has some health impact. But Apple spends a lot of time talking about the research kit, but none of that is available to end users unless mm-hmm. you're part of a study. So it has the potential, but I don't think the existing watch has enough capability to really be particularly useful for health.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, it's like all the things. Maybe Apple will do anything. Like they're working on everything.
Yeah,
right?
People were disappointed because they thought there'd be a non-invasive glucose meter on your on the Series 3 Apple Watch. That was never in the cards. But what's going to happen is exactly what you're saying. Apple do partnerships with, because for one thing, if you put a glucose meter in here or anything that were really useful, you'd have to get FDA approval. That is a long, complicated, expensive process. And Apple, I suspect, doesn't want to even get into that. They want third parties to do that, and they're going to partner with them. That's what I suspect will happen.
What about, this was the other thing that I heard, that doctors might in the future subscribe apps to people. Like there might be an app that might not be, you know, not necessarily a controlled substance, but like here's, you know, like a vitamin or something.
Well,
like,
the apps would have to get a lot more powerful before that happens. It is true, though, for instance, I have Cardia, the Kardia, which is the fibrillation monitor. I don't have AFib, but if I did, and I know people who do who love this thing that comes from AliveCor, $99, pairs to your phone, iPhone or Android, and will get an EKG, a reading of your heart. And you can sign up to have it go to your doctor. And so that's an example of, with your doctor's approval, you use this and the doctor can see if you're going into a fibrillation and can immediately get you some help, which is really important in cases like this, because you may not even be symptomatic. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, a really good example. And I think it's more going to be on that. Like if you're a diabetic and they do come up with a good blood test, a glucose monitor, your doctor might say, well, I'd like to write, because mine does that right now. I'll write you a script for, you know, the thing that you need to wear in addition to that. I could see that happening. An app, how powerful can an app be that you would need a prescription for an app?
Like that cat one. I mean, that seemed pretty powerful.
Well, you need
the
permission.
The cat simulator. I subscribe prescribe cat simulator to you. All right, let's move on to some feedback. I got an email from Paul F. He says, good morning. I decided to get the iPhone 8 Plus ahead of the X, mainly to test the wireless charging. I really like, I like it more than I thought, but I want to thank Leo. At least I think it was Leo.
It was.
Or someone at Twit who recommended the Tilt. Do you pronounce it Tilt? T-Y-L-T, wireless charger?
The VU. It's VU umlaut. $30. It's the best wireless charger.
And why do you like it? Because it is a stand?
It's so funny because when wireless charging first happened on Android years ago, people had exactly the same complaints that Apple people are now having. They're discovering.
It vibrates and rolls off.
Yeah, you can't. You have to hit the target just right. It falls off. I remember Google made a wireless charger for its Nexus phones that the phone was like this. It would slowly slide off and stop charging. So everybody now who has an iPhone 8 is going, well, gosh, you know, it's unreliable. But those of us who've been doing this for a while have found good solutions. My favorite are the easel stands. Mm-hmm. You had one, I think, from Belkin, right? Mm-hmm. But the idea is they hold the iPhone like this. The one I really love comes from Tilt, T-Y-L-T. It's the View. It's $30. And why I like it, it has three coils in it. There it is. It has three coils in it. So as your correspondent pointed out, you can have the phone in it sideways. So it can be an easel to watch movies even and continue to charge it, or upright. And it's darn hard for you to miss the target, because if it's in the easel, it's getting charged. And it doesn't slide out because the nature of the stand, it's really in there. You can get buzzy vibrations all night long and it won't slide out. So this, after going through many, many wireless chargers. Now, we had on Saturday, we had on the screensavers, the Wirecutters wireless charger recommendations. And they recommended a couple of flat pads. But I have to say, this is the best way. Charges great with the iPhone. It's what I use every night. Lisa has one too, gave her one. You just sit your iPhone on it. It's very natural. It's easy. It's actually, you can read your iPhone. If you put it on your desk, you could see it. And if you get the new iPhone 10 with the always on notifications, I think that would be really nice. It's very straightforward. So good. I'm glad he liked it. This is just because those of us who've been using wireless charging for years have experienced all of these issues. Don't get a flat pad. I really don't think a flat pad is a good idea. And that's the one Apple's recommending is that Mophie. And
the Mophie and the Belkin, yeah.
And the Belkin.
All right. I got an email or Twitter message from Janice, who says she got a surprise on her birthday from her Apple Watch. You might get
it
this,
It said happy
too.
Birthday?
Let's take a look at this video from Janice.
Happy birthday. How does it know and her birthday?
Well, that was what I asked. So, you know, I was like, how
balloons.
Does? She says you have to enter your birthday when you sign up for an Apple ID. I don't remember that, but.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out on
When's
your birthday.
Your birthday?
My birthday's March, March 15th.
And mine's November 29th. So in 6 weeks, we'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Balloons on your birthday. Mm. Also, you know, your Twitter profile shows balloons on your birthday if you gave Twitter your birthday.
You would think companies might want to back off a little bit on that because, like, then people know, wait a minute, you know my birthday?
Yeah. How do you know my birthday?
And
birthday.
Yet, people, I think, I don't like birthdays. I don't celebrate birthdays. No. But people who do, and most people, normal people do, are so happy that somebody said happy birthday, they forget that implication that they, how did they, you notice you were the one who had to ask her, how did it know your birthday?
Yeah.
I love it when people say, don't say happy birthday, mate. I don't even respond on Facebook. Do you do that?
Do I tell people happy birthday on Facebook?
No, well, A, I don't do that. And B, I don't, when I get people saying happy birthday on my timeline, I don't thank him.
Yeah.
You thank him, I bet. You're polite.
I don't know.
I don't want to encourage this.
I don't want to encourage it either because I want, you know, people to remember. I usually try to text the person lots of emoji and et cetera.
Emmerich says they want your birthday to verify you're over 13, of course, because of the Child Online Protection and Privacy Act, COPPA. But they could just ask what year, as almost every other site does, what year you were born in would be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
I guess unless you're 13, unless you're 12 and 3/4 or something.
Yeah. All right, this might be a stumper. Are you ready for a possible stumper?
Yeah.
Who's ready? This is Larry Lose. He says, aloha from Kauai.
I'm so jealous, immediately jealous. Okay.
And he has a serious, serious problem. My wife and I have a Series 1 Apple Watch, have Series 1 Apple Watches, and usually bring our iPhones with us on walks. But one day, my wife forgot hers and noticed she had approximately 100 more active calories more than normal. I decided to give it a try and left my phone at home and found the same results. It was the similar distance and pace, first bringing the phone and the other without. Can you offer an explanation for the difference in the results? And more importantly, which would reflect a more accurate result.
I think that's a feature. And from now on, I'm leaving my iPhone behind.
So this is Series 1, which doesn't have the GPS. I have the GPS, which is, you know, Series 2. So
that's exactly why, by the way, right there.
There's no GPS.
It's guessing.
Yeah, it is guessing. It's estimating.
So the more accurate would be with your phone. Now, if you have the Series 3, that doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, and I think you all know this, and Apple says it at some point, but it's really important when you get a new Apple Watch, take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And record it on your watch. Say, you know, go to the workout and say, I'm going to take an outdoor walk. You need to do it for 20 minutes or more because what it's then doing is measuring your stride and you should have the phone with you. I think even with a Series 3 is probably a good idea that first time because what it's doing is calibrating. Mm-hmm. It's measuring how far you went in how much time and calculating your stride from that. And it will make future calculations more accurate. So it could also be that your watches aren't calibrated, but I think it's because the Series 1 doesn't have a GPS, so it doesn't. It's basically guessing, right?
What we've learned from Larry is that it's guessing on the high end. It's giving you more.
Why not?
More calories.
Well, the other thing to remember is the amount. It does calculate active calories based on your weight, right? So I will get more active calories in the same walk than you will because I weigh about 5 times more than you do. So the active calories is not the same for every person. It's higher for people who have more body mass.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing to keep in mind. There's a lot of this is, by the way, why Apple isn't really keen to be a health company because if you start getting into FDA approval, All of these things become very important, have to be accurate, have to be justified. While Apple, of course, wants to be accurate, and it does make the most, in my estimation, accurate health fitness mm-hmm. band, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've tried them all. I literally tried them all. I mean, literally tried them all. I don't think there's one I haven't tried. And it is easily the most accurate, both with heart rate, calories used, and all of that stuff. So trust it, but give it a hand. Calibrate it. Bring your phone with you if you don't have a Series 3.
Mm-hmm.
I've found that I've really, the Series 3, there's one thing I do that it really is helpful for, and that's go to the gym. When I go to the gym, I, of course, track with the gym, but my health club has a membership card app that goes in the Apple Watch, puts up a little QR code. And in the past, I've had to have my phone, and I don't want to carry my phone at the gym. So I'd either, you know, I'd have to turn on the watch, leave it in the car and all that stuff. Now I don't have to. Plus, if I get an emergency phone call or I need to make an emergency phone call, I don't have to bring my phone to the gym. That by itself is great. And I also do it because I want to see if the watch is getting LTE, and it is. You can tell because it'll show the dots on the watch. You see where I slid up my watch, and this will turn green to show that you're away from the phone. Your phone won't be there. And when you're on LTE, you'll see a number of dots, just like just like you do on your phone, to show you how strong the signal is. And I find it works quite well. I haven't tried streaming music yet. Have you?
Well, you mean
on your Apple Watch?
That. I don't have the new one.
You don't have the Series 3?
No, I don't. I mean, I can.
You need to get a better job.
Oh, not how I ended.
We didn't get you a Series 3? I thought you were going to get a Series 3.
Well, no, I was, no.
You could get a Series 3. Don't get the super expensive one. Get a regular one.
Excellent, because I need to test.
No, you need to, stuff like that. I thought we said you could. I apologize.
No, it's fine.
You need a Series 3.
I do. But I think your point about like this one thing, like bringing it to the gym and not having to have my phone.
That's a convenience.
That's what the Apple Watch does well. It's just one thing that really, like, and when it first came out, I remember my one thing was being able to go out to dinner and keep my phone in my purse. And not have to worry if someone was texting me. I could just look at it and that was it. It's just one thing. I mean, people make a lot of complaints about like, oh, why do you need the Apple Watch? Well, you just need one really good reason.
Now I can go to the movies. I really like the idea that if I forget my phone. So as you know, because you see my activities and some days it looks like I'm dead because there's no activity. Mm-hmm. As you know, I hadn't in the past worn my watch every day or I'd wear another watch at a different fitness band. I have been, since the Series 3 came out, I wear it every day now. And I don't panic if I leave my phone behind, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I can run out on an errand or whatever and not worry that I'm not going to get that important call. I've actually taken calls on it. And the other thing that I think is worthwhile is the heart rate measurement. And you can see that I've actually put it on the front page. You know, it's one of the complications on my Apple Watch. So I could tap that. I can get my current heart rate, my resting rate, which is a little high right now because I haven't rested. If you really want a good resting rate calculation, you'll want to wear it at night or in bed. My average beats per minute when walking. And the other thing I love, and I didn't exercise yet today, so I haven't seen that, but the recovery rate. That is, if you had to pick one number that would be really valuable, it would be a measure of fitness, I guess. It's how fast you recover from the peak heart rate during exercise and how quickly you get back down to a normal, or not quite resting, but a normal heart rate. And the faster you do, the better your fitness level. So athletes use that. It's a really great feature. I really like that.
Is that Series 3 or Watch OS 4?
It is 4. You're right. You should have that as well.
Yeah,
it's in 4.
I haven't set it up yet.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot. That is not a Series 3 feature. Really, the only big difference in Series 3, besides the faster processor, which makes, you can see how fast that launched. That's a big difference. I mean, it really is a lot faster, is that LTE chip. And actually, you can get a Series 3 without the LTE chip.
I was a little bit worried about you yesterday. I got an alert that you took a rather long outdoor walk. And I didn't know if
the
air quality was good enough for that.
It's fine.
Okay. Did you wear a mask?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, on days off sometimes, Lisa and I will walk into town, have lunch, and walk back.
Oh, I know.
Which is about, because you see it, it's about 5 or 6 miles. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice walk. We take our cameras.
And then I have to walk really fast so I can make it beat you for the day.
Well, and then So I'd already been to the gym. I went to the walk, and then Lisa says, okay, we're going to do yoga at 4:30. I said, no, we're not. I'm lying down now.
And I know you didn't.
You could tell. I do wish there's one thing I miss on the, and I don't understand why Apple, it doesn't have weightlifting as one of the workouts.
I know. There's a couple that I've been trying back and forth. There's the HIIT, like high intensity.
Yeah, but I'm not doing high intensity. It does have curling. Stop
but
it
also it. Has cross training.
Kevin's so excited about the new emojis. He can't get over it.
Is that what's going on back there?
Yeah, cross training. I guess I could do cross training.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
I was doing other or a core. But why wouldn't it have weightlifting?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm baffled by that.
And what is cross training? Like, I don't know. How do they measure Pilates other than cross training?
Well,
versus
I would, if you're doing Pilates, I would do core. There is a core workout.
There is a Pilates workout, too.
Oh, there is Pilates.
Well, there's...
You know what? I think they're really... The truth... You want to know the real truth?
It doesn't, it's for you.
It doesn't measure any of that stuff.
Right. Well...
the only thing it can really measure is movement.
I think there might be a weight training one, too. Like, if you choose other, it gives you a bunch of other, like skiing, and I think weight training is one of them.
Is weight training in there?
But what I was saying...
But you have to add it to...
You don't have to type it in, because I have the Pilates, like the little Pilates emoji in there. I think that it's good at measuring you against you.
Yeah, that's more what it's for.
You know, so like I do Pilates 2 or 3 times a week, and I can see, am I doing more calories? Am I doing less or fewer calories? And so that's good. It's not like, you know, I'm not going to compare Pilates, you know, it's not some scientific necessarily, but it's good for self competition.
Workout playlist. No, that's music.
I think if you try to do
here's
a workout.
Here's the possible workouts.
And then.
And here's other.
I have Pilates. I have cross training.
Ah, so
yoga,
you can edit maybe.
High intensity. Elliptical. You have that. Indoor walk. Outdoor cycle. Other. And then if I do it, and then I can. I've just done it on my watch.
You can customize the type and order. And then within each one, you can. Say what it measures, duration, active calories, total calories, and heart rate. But see what I'm saying is stair stepper, it's the same measurements as elliptical, as indoor. Mm-hmm. It doesn't know when you're cycling how many pedals you pedaled.
Right. That's why the best, it's walking or running or cycling.
Yeah. Like every other pedometer, it's best at measuring strides. Mm-hmm. Although Apple claims that they're measuring wrist movement now too. So. Well, you're right. It's more just to encourage you than anything else. Why would a pool swim be different than an open water swim? It's really more to record that you did that.
Pool swim is different than an open water swim because pool swim, it knows when you stop at the yard or like at the end.
It knows when you do. So it can tell you
it
laps.
It measures like a standard pool length.
So there you go. There's an example. Yeah. It can measure laps. That's a useful
thing. Yeah. So it's, but only if you have a standard pool length, not in your backyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that how it does it? I thought it did it because it could tell you were flipping around.
Right, but then it knows how
far you've
gone
in the standard. But you're right, it's done by
distance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the GPS doesn't work underwater either, so.
You'd think from this conversation that we were the fittest people alive.
But really, we're the people that wear the funniest hats.
Oh, you know what? We're kind of, there's a certain commonality today.
Yes.
I like this
Are we
hat.
Waiting for Westworld to start again?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Oh, you could be the man in black.
Mm-hmm. I might need
when
this
does
for my
Westworld
Halloween,
come back?
I think next year. Oh, Kevin says December. I don't know. Let's see how Siri can help us. When does Westworld start again?
Here's Westworld.
You have a British Siri. You know what I use?
1973.
Almost, you know what I almost entirely use Siri for these days? How old is Bette Midler? It's great for how old is.
Yeah.
It can tell you how old anybody. How old is John Voight?
John Voight is 78.
See, it's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Leo Laporte?
Leo Laporte is 60.
Just all the other times she knows. She says, I don't know, but for that, she knows. You'll be 60 for a little while longer, too.
Not much.
Did you see the emoji that he just...
Ah! So cruel.
Kevin's emoji game is
that's actually the
lit.
Tim. That's the Tim Cook emoji. It really is. It's Tim Cook,
the old man.
Yeah, it's Tim Cook.
Good. We wear hats because this is the AppCap segment,
and because it's pretty cool.
Favorite app. And my app cap is in honor of Kevin, who has asthma and has been suffering through all these fires.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
And
yeah.
So if you have watched the show before, you know Kevin is a lover of all things sharks.
Yes, he is.
He has a weird
fascination. Oh, I saw this. You scared the hell out of me.
I did. You really thought that we were keeping sharks in the
studio. Why is there a shark in the studio?
So this is...
This is an AR app.
It's an AR. Shark. Get it? Shark. So I'm, of course, not going
to
be able to... I'm going to look around to find the orb. Let's see if I can... Oh, there it is.
There's the orb. Thank goodness. It's right in front of you.
Look at
that. There's a shark in it. Oh, whoa! He came out!
He came out.
Oh, he came out!
Yeah,
and you recorded recorded a video. Yeah, actually, why don't you play the video?
I will play the video.
Because it's amazing, and you can even chum for the shark.
So this, the leopard, was that a leopard shark before? That was a leopard. This is a great white, which
the great white is so scary.
But so this happened yesterday. This is why our studios were closed yesterday.
Kevin, does this excite you or dismay you? See... He has Android. He can't do it.
He can't do it on Android. Sad.
This is, you know, this is the main reason to buy an iPhone.
This is really
so you're chopped
reason.
Up fish. So what? So the shark's going to...
Yeah,
so
and then there it comes.
Look how realistic that
yeah.
is.
I'm sorry for the
fingerprints. It's even got like, its mouth is kind of, you know, bloody. And
It's awesome. So
that's
yeah,
fun.
That is really fun. You can record, obviously.
It's free, but if you want a great white, of course, 99 cents. Of course,
so, yeah. This is the same. So Curioscope is where you get it from, and it is a free app. And they have some AR T-shirts that they. I just ordered them for my boys for Christmas. But I will show. Do you have that?
So
link?
Like it's got a QR code on the T-shirt.
The virtual T. Yes, spring learning.
That looks
to
so
life.
Much fun.
So,
I want to get that. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get that
so
for our boy.
So you can see the inside.
He would love that.
Yeah, you have an app. And this is what I'm loving about the uses of virtual reality with kids.
Yeah.
I have an augmented reality teddy bear that I'm in the middle of reviewing, which what I love about it is the teddy bear is just a teddy bear. It has no batteries. It's not doesn't have a camera. But then you can use an AR app on your phone to have the teddy bear do different things, which I'll bring that on some show when I'm done reviewing it. But I love this, the virtual tea. And I
so that those skeleton is really a code that the camera can read. And
right.
Then,
but then you're not sending your kid around with technology attached to their person. You know,
right.
It has to be.
I'll be honest with all of these AR applications so far. They're the kind of thing you use once and then, oh, that was cool. And then you just, I don't think you're going to fire up that shark app every day and have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
it's not
I
super
guess,
useful.
But I can imagine showing it. I think
it's cool. It's a demo.
It's a demo. The shark is a demo. And I can imagine showing it.
That was a fun shark. Remember that? Remember that? Weren't those good times?
This is what I did to my classroom.
Oh, we had one of those.
What is that?
It's a balloon.
It's an air swimmer.
That swims, and you have a remote control.
Real life AR.
So do you have a reputation with your friends and classmates as a...
Yeah, they're chanting Shark Boy during this.
Shark Boy, Shark Boy. You need a theme song.
So curious.
They were just watching Jaws in this class.
Oh, you did that during Jaws?
They showed Jaws in film class, and I brought this in.
Rightly so.
During the end credits.
You got to watch, I said it before, but you got to watch the Spielberg documentary. It starts talking about Jaws and all the problems he had making Jaws. He said, I thought, how hard could it be? This was, his first major motion picture. He'd made Duel, but he said, how hard could it be, you know, shooting a movie out in the, 6 miles out to sea?
And he said
it turned out to be pretty hard.
Yeah.
And of course the shark, what was the shark's name?
Bruce
the shark broke.
Many
very
times.
Expensive. It turned out, you know what, in a benefit, turned out to be really not very realistic and effective. So they showed it less.
Less
he
with
said,
more.
Thank God for the orange barrels. I didn't need to show the shark.
Yep.
It was the shark was scarier not seeing it. So Megan's, I'm vamping while Megan's putting a shark in the studio.
Look at that. Take a look at that.
You know,
right next to.
You could upload this to Twitter and then everybody.
Yeah, I will.
Look at that, right next to me.
Yep.
That's a leopard shark, though, or tiger shark.
That's the free one.
That's the free
leopard,
one.
Leopard, leopard, I think.
Sure, of course, free is not a man-eating shark.
No.
You got to pay 99 cents if you want the man-eater.
I want more
sharks.
No sharks
are man-eaters. We're not on their diet. Only like viruses and bacteria stuff.
They only eat people because they think they're seals. So
they don't eat them. Nobody has been eaten whole.
Burke in the chat room says, don't encourage Kevin. Okay,
you're really slicing that fine there. They will bite you.
Yeah.
And if they get a leg, they'll swallow it.
Debatable. We taste bad.
Oh, really? They'll spit it out? That's even worse.
That's like a shark debate between you two.
They'll bite off your leg, then spit it out? Like, ooh, I don't want that. Well, thanks.
For 99 cents, leopard sharks won't do that.
No, okay. Leopard sharks won't. You know, I'm glad you said that, though, because I couldn't get either Lisa or Michael to go in the water where there were sharks. But they weren't man-eating sharks.
Sharks are.
And now I know there are no man-eating sharks. There are no man-eating sharks. So they have no fear at all of going in the water. My app, actually, I mentioned Twitter because it's, you know, Twitter is an amazing thing these days.
It is.
It is a cultural phenomenon. I imagine everybody has Twitter on there. Frankly, if you think about it, when there's a big news story, even our local wildfire story here, the first place I would go is Twitter. You don't go to anymore. You don't go to radio or TV or, you know, even the internet. You go to Twitter. Twitterific, which is a great Twitter app, has just been updated by the Icon Factory. Version 5 came out. I was pleased to see I got a free upgrade because I bought it some time ago. It's not free. They have a desktop version and they have a iOS version. The big update is on the desktop. So if you're using a Macintosh, spend the $20 and get Twitterific on the Mac because it really is fantastic. But it's just as beautiful on iOS. And one of the things I like, and the reason I've started using a third-party app instead of the official Twitter app, which is free, is the official Twitter app is starting doing this really annoying, well, things you might not have seen and wanted to see from 18 hours ago. And one of the things for me that's important about Twitter is seeing the latest stuff in chronological order. And Twitterific still does that. You see, it's beautiful. It renders images in there so you can read them. If you're on the iPad, you know, I almost wish it did a tweet deck kind of thing, but you can customize these columns so you can choose, you know, what you're seeing. If you want to record activity, you have to turn on push notifications. I turn that off on this device because I don't want to be pushed during our show. But I have to say, this is just really fantastic. If you have 280 characters, you'll appreciate having extra space on the screen. I'm going to turn down my brightness just a hair here. It is a little, it's a little too bright. You'll appreciate having all that space and the nice keyboard with the iPad on the screen. You can make it dark, of course. I have the light theme on, but I know a lot of people prefer having a dark. Oh, and Megan can send you your shark videos. Look at that.
I thought maybe you wanted to tweet
that
video.
You want me to tweet that?
If you wanted to.
I will tweet that. Shall I show you how easy it is to tweet that from Twitterific? I bet I should. So first, let's turn on the... see, here's lists. Here, all the stuff that Twitter kind of made buried and made hard to get to is all still there. And you can have it automatically sync your reading position, which means if you do want to say, I want to start where I left off, that's cool. You can turn that back on. You can have sound effects. It has the best sound effects in the world. Stream timelines on Wi-Fi. I actually usually do turn that on because I like it to continually scroll. That's a nice feature. Show the sidebar in landscape mode. Yeah, that might as well because we have a little extra room here. Turn that on. I thought I could do dark. Maybe I can't. I might be wrong. Oh, no, there it is. There's the button. So you can really control even what the icon looks like. But let's put it in dark mode. I kind of like dark mode. It's a little easier on the eyes. Mm-hmm. You can choose how big images are. You could choose how big fonts are. You could choose how big. I mean, this is the ultimate control on Twitter. So let me write a little tweet. Shark, and then I guess I should probably give a plug. Megan's, right? I should mention, Megan's app, Cap, on iOS today. I should actually make a joke, right? Mm-hmm. Is biting.
Nice.
Little joke. Like to do that. And I don't know how I got a period in there. Let me delete that. Okay. And then let's include that image which you sent me. And photo library.
Did you save it? Maybe you didn't. Does it go to down? Where does it go?
I think it should be saved, shouldn't it? Oh, man. Where does it go?
That's a good question.
Where do it go?
The files? Does it go in the files app now? Here, I'll send it again.
You know what? If it does go in the files app, you know I can drag and drop it.
Now, where does it go?
Where do it go? It goes right there. It goes in all photos.
Okay.
Huh.
And there it is twice.
Huh. Well, if I knew how to use drag and drop, I would.
Well, it looks like it's in all photos and...
Should be there, right?
Yeah. Maybe because you'd already opened the photo library? All photos.
Come on, baby.
Very weird.
Well,
you get the
idea.
Maybe because you had already opened...
This would be a good opportunity to try drag and drop.
Yeah.
I don't remember how to do it, though. Do you? Why doesn't this work anymore?
Yeah, it doesn't. You have to drag up from the bottom.
Yeah, and then I have...
Files.
There we go. I got it. Now I got it.
Yeah.
There I got it. Let's see if that...
Do you have to hold it longer? Yeah. It probably works with Twitter, but not Twitterific. This is real. It's real here.
Well, you can always share it. You can always do it that way, right?
Mm-hmm. On Twitterific?
I don't know. Let's see if I got Twitterific in here. No. Tweetbot.
The limits of technology are real.
Well, so now I have to, by hand, paste that in there, but I'm not going to do it right now. But you get the idea. This is Twitterific. Even better, and it was, we'll save a draft and do that later. It was Renee Ritchie's pick on MacBreak Weekly last week for the desktop. But then that made me think, you know, I've been using the standard Twitter app for a while. Let's see. And there's no ads. Everything is just nicer in Twitterific.
I'm getting it right now.
Yeah. I really like it. I think it's beautiful.
iOS app is free, but the Mac app is not.
I bought it so long ago. I don't think it's free, but I don't know how much is it. Is it free? Twitterific?
I don't know.
On the on iOS? Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's $20. Well worth it for the desktop. And it will sync. I believe it'll sync between the desktop and your iOS app. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the close of this fine program. Mm-hmm. I hope you've enjoyed our cats. We got so many nice comments about Mom last week.
She's amazing.
I've been meaning to talk to you about this.
I know.
I'd like to replace you.
Let me order the Apple Watch first, and then I'll be replaced.
You know what I would like to do is maybe get her on every couple of months. I don't want to create a monster. She says now she wants her own show.
She should have her own show.
She should. She was really, really good, wasn't she?
I will produce it.
Okay.
Okay.
Megan and Mom.
Okay.
Next. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We do this show every Monday, Tuesday now at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. That's 1700 UTC. But that's going to change the UTC because in a couple of weeks, we're going to go back to standard time. So, you know, that UTC doesn't change, but we do. We move and then we'll be -8. But for now, -7, UTC -7. You can also get a show, if that's confusing, and it is, at twit.tv/iOS or subscribe in your favorite podcatcher, and you'll get each and every episode of this fine program in your inbox. Are we done?
We are done. Thanks,
Zorro. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye. Woo!